You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis marked Ash Wednesday, inviting the faithful to renew their hope in Christ's promises and their commitment to follow him ever more closely. He was addressing the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the weekly general audience, pointing out that on Ash Wednesday we enter the liturgical time of Lent. The Pope said this time of penitence and mortification is actually a journey of hope, as it directs us on the path towards resurrection and helps us renew our baptismal identity. Pope Francis reflected on the experience of the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, in which the chosen people journeyed towards the promised land, and said that the scriptures tell of a tormented journey that symbolically lasted 40 years, the time span of a generation, and that difficulties and obstacles represented continuous temptations to turn back. But, he said, the Lord stayed close to the people who finally arrived in the promised land, guided by Moses. Their journey, he explained, was undertaken in hope, and in this sense it is an exodus out of slavery and into freedom.
Ogni passo, ogni fatica, ogni prova,
every step, every effort, every test, every fall and every recovery has a sense within God's design for salvation. As the Pope said, he wants life, not death, and joy, not pain, for his people. And speaking of Jesus' own exodus on the way of the cross that allows us to share in his victory over sin and death, Francis said, this doesn't mean that he did everything and we don't have to do anything.
Questo non vuol dire che lui...
It doesn't mean he went through the cross and we will go to heaven in a carriage. That is not, he said, how it works.
Andiamo in paradiso in carrozza. No, non vuol dire questo. Non è così.
Our salvation, the Pope said, is Jesus' gift, but it is part of a love story and requires our yes and our participation. With a heart open to this horizon, the Pope concluded, let us enter into Lent, feeling that we belong to the holy people of God. May we begin our journey of hope with joy. I'm Linda Bordoni.